Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Well, it has got to that time of the year where we're going to be hearing the phrases, is the immersion off or on, or close that door to keep the heat in. We're going to be hearing a lot of that over the next coming months. And I'm joined from the RTÉ Cork studio now by Kieran McCarthy, engineer on RTÉ's Cheap Irish Homes. Kieran, we're going to be talking about how using your heating efficiently, trying to keep your bills down. And just to say that if you want, you can text your questions into Kieran at 51551 or 087-032-3232 on WhatsApp. Kieran, have you switched on your radiators in West Cork yet?
Good morning, Derval. Not quite yet. We're fortunate enough to have a underfloor heating and air to water system because we've retrofitted the house. But yeah, I saw the heating system come on recently, but I turned down the thermostats so that it won't come up. It won't fire as yet. So I mean, that's certainly a bit of advice. I mean, some people like warmer homes than others. I suppose older people typically would like a home a bit warmer. But there's nothing wrong with putting on the extra jumper and setting your thermostats down a bit so that they don't come on as quickly, you know.
So you are very, very fortunate because you have an app to manage your heating. But so you're obviously in a very well insulated warm home. But there are a lot of people out there who are going to be in very drafty homes, and we're going to get to them. But listen, let's start. If you were designing your home from scratch, what would be the best way to heat it?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're designing a brand new home from scratch, you have, well, first of all, you've got to meet all the latest energy regulations. So you're going to have to build your home up to an A2 standard, which means you're going to have a very thermally efficient envelopes. You're going to have a very well insulated walls, very well insulated roof or attic, and very well insulated floor. On top of that, then, you want to make sure you're not losing warm air through drafts. So you're going to have a good level of air tightness around your home. When you get the air tightness to a certain level, you may need a ventilation system just to manage air throughout your home when you don't have the drafts. And beyond all that, then you'll probably need some form of a heat source. So typically nowadays, this isn't a fossil fuel heat source; it's an air to water system, or it's a geothermal system. So that's the essence, really, of how new homes are put together these days.
And that's probably out of most people's budget ranges for the moment. So for the rest of us in older homes who don't have those A ratings, before you turn on the radiators at all, should we be getting a boiler service just to make sure everything is running and in order?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, whether you have a gas boiler or an old oil burner, whatever, you need to get that service. And the older it is, the more you need to get it serviced. So a particular RGI registered serviceman who specifically services boilers, and it's not a huge expense, will check your boiler, make sure it's all running efficiently, make sure that there's no fear of any gaseous emittance like carbon monoxide and all that sort of things. And basically, it's a health check for your boiler, and it's also an efficiency check for your boiler. So, well worth getting done. And look, most of these people are actually plumbers. So you can get them to check your general plumbing system and your heating system throughout anyway. I mean, there are other things like when you have your radiators, so the radiators that haven't been used in a while, they can be airlocked, so that like the top of the radiator might be cool and the lower end of the radiator might be warm.
This is where you have to bleed them.
Yeah, so you're bleeding the radiator. I mean, it can be done by a plumber. It's an easy process. You need a certain key to open up the valve on the top of the radiator. But when you open that valve, which can be, you can do that yourself if you have the key, depending on the way it's set up. When you open it, you might hear a little bit of air hissing initially, and then you get some kind of dirty water comes out of it. That's your heating water. So once the water starts dribbling out of it, you can close it up, and then you should find that.
What happens if you don't do that, Kieran?
Well, literally, you have a lot less efficiency in your heating system, so you're spending more money to heat a room than you typically be when the full rad is warm. So it's just going to, it's more energy spent on heating bills, you know. More money must spend on heating bills.
Lots of people working from home and kind of wondering, well, look, should we keep the radiator switched on in the room that you're in or unused rooms at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to spend more, you're going to invest more in heat in rooms that you're using the whole time. But I would keep, if you're not using a room, a spare room or something upstairs, I would keep heat coming and going. I'd keep a low ebb of heat in that room. Just maintain a low ebb of heat, because the last thing you want is a cold room, because it'll start to, that cold will start bridging across into the neighbouring rooms anyway. And secondly, like, you're kind of promoting things like condensation and mould growth and what have you in those rooms. So I would keep a little bit of heat, and just it'll keep kind of curtains and that kind of thing dry as well, you know?
Yeah, and prevent condensation and all of that stuff. The keeping the heat from the radiators in, look, I mean, if you're worried about air leaks in your house, where do you even go about finding them, identifying them and addressing them?
Yeah, I mean, one of the easiest ways to say, I mean, okay, we're all talking about A-rated house and all that, which is great if you can afford those houses. But if you're in a house which you've been living in for years and you know your bills are higher than you'd like, one of the easiest things to do is just go, where am I getting drafts from? I mean, it could be typically in like a utility room or a kitchen or a loo or whatever. You might find there's pipes going through the wall, there's wires going through the wall, conduits and whatever. If there's gaps in around those, like, you are losing heat out through those unwanted crevices in the wall. So check all those. You can fill them with sand, cement, if you can manage to put that kind of stuff together, or even expanding foam, or get a handyman or a tradesperson or something to help you with that. You could check out around your windows. Are you leaking air around windows? Is there drafts from around the edges of opening sashes on windows or opening doors? And they're easy to seal. I mean, you can go to a builder's merchant and you can get the stick-on adhesive.
And even if you're lucky, even, because obviously not all windows are created equally, but if you've had double glazing in your house for quite a while, do they have a sell-by date as such, or are you fine kind of, or do they have a lifespan on them?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing about kind of double glaze, which is typically PVC windows, I mean, they can be repaired. So there are people who will repair PVC windows and make sure they're closing properly, or replace seals and gaskets that might be perished. So there are people who specialise in doing that. I mean, you'd find them in kind of on Google or Yelp or whatever. But so those people are available now, and they're probably in big demand, but they are available. Like the double glazed windows came out kind of in the 90s. And if you have double glazed windows going back that far, they really are. I mean, they're nowhere near what double glazed windows will be today. So an A-rated double glazed unit now will be dramatically better than what you have in those days. So if you have the budget and you're considering a change, or you find the windows are very drafty anyway, there's nothing wrong and with actually upgrading them, because you will get a dramatic improvement in the energy efficiency of the windows. You know?
It's the time of year we see all those wee foam draft excluders for doors coming in, and obviously chimneys and stoves aren't allowed in new houses. The dog and cat flaps that you have, they're not actually allowed in houses anymore, in new builds.
Well, they're allowed, but I mean, you can't make them airtight. So, I mean, like, you don't put a chimney in a new home, or you don't put big wall vents typically in a new home anymore, because you're leaking air. I mean, what you do now is you're making the house much more airtight, and then you're controlling the air, because when you have vents here, there and everywhere, you can't control the air. So so the dog flap is literally a big, you know, it's, you know, a foot square gap out into the external environment. So that's as big, that's like a chimney of old. You're losing all that heat up the chimney or out the dog flap. So typically you wouldn't put one in a new house. And if you have one in your existing house, there are times when you need it, but like when you don't need it, do close it up, because you're
losing heat through it.
All your heat's going out there, yeah.
Sharon says, as one of our listeners, please ask Kieran, which floor covering is best suited to underfloor heating?
Best suited, it is probably tiled even polished concrete, if you're that way inclined, because you're literally, you've no insulation between the heat of the concrete and the surface above. If you're using timber floor, if you're floating a timber floor on it, make sure you get the correct underlay, so that it isn't an insulating underlay, that it's not going to actually it's actually going to hold the heat down. So talk to your flooring contractor or flooring supplier to make sure that they know you've underfloor heating and you want to maintain all the heat coming up. You know?
Yeah, it's just one of those issues. Lots of questions, but unfortunately, Kieran McCarthy, I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but it is Kieran McCarthy, engineer on Orchie's Cheap Irish Homes. We'll have to get back to you on all such things. My last question I have, which is, you know, where you're tempted to put things up, even by 1 or 2 degrees, does that matter? Does it make a difference?
Oh yeah, I mean that makes a huge difference. I mean, you will spend a lot more on your bills. But by the way, if you want to know more about all these energy things, I have a new TV show coming out on RTE at the end of next year, in autumn next year. It's going to be all about deep retrofitting homes. It's going to be a very exciting new show. So all these questions will be answered.
Brilliant.
So if
stuff.
You are doing a deep retrofit in your home and you'd like to be on the show and get help from me, if you're grant approved and ready to start.
Brilliant. What we'll do is we'll put the details. We're going to get the details up on the web, but just give us the email very quickly.
Yeah, it's casting@av3.ie.
Casting@av3.ie, and don't forget to turn the immersion off if you're listening. We're going to take a very quick break.